Agenda is conditional use number 2561, Frank Miranda.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial dog kennel and veterinary clinic to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 2.52 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.22 mile west of Dickerson Road, which is Sussex County Route 389. The 911 addresses are 33049 and 33053, Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533. Map 18, parcel 12.00, submitted into the record. Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the deed for the property. We have a copy of the previously issued notice of decisions and Board of Adjustment notice of decisions. And I would note we have received zero comments. Just to provide some background on the history to this application, because it has some considerable background, is this application has history going all the way back to 1999, and there have been at least one, two, three, four, five Board of Adjustment cases for similar uses, but the Board of Adjustment approvals can only be issued for a temporary period, not to exceed 5 years, and that's why we've seen repeated renewals of those Board of Adjustment applications. And then more interestingly, we saw a conditional use application in 2015 for a similar use that was approved by County Council, but then that was subsequently reapplied for by a Board of Adjustment case, which is case 12359, which was approved in 2019. So we saw a series of Board of Adjustment approvals, followed by a permanent approval, which doesn't appear to have been implemented and would have lapsed after 3 years, followed by another temporary approval. So this application is just to clean that whole thing up. So
they don't have to come back again?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. My dog has been in that kennel several times. Okay. Someone here representing this application? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name is Frank Miranda, and I am the property owner there. And we're here to see about, you should know that the Heavenly Hound Hotel has been operating for over 40 years under a special use, and it requires us to come back every 5 years, and also the vet clinic has been operating under that same special use not nearly as long. And so we're trying to avoid coming back every 5 years. There
Understood.
Are two going businesses there that employ over 30 people.
Okay.
And
a much needed service, I might add.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be glad to answer any questions you got.
If that's all you have, okay. All right. We'll start with Mr. Pettijohn.
Not exactly sure that I can think of anything right at the
moment. Hours of operation?
I'm sorry?
Hours of operation.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Yes. So, yeah, thank you. For your hours of operation that you're currently doing or looking to expand to, or?
No, I mean, just same hours we've had for, the kennel operates on weekends. It operates 7 days a week. The vet clinic occasionally will bring in a specialist, like a heart specialist, every 3 months or so. For people who have a problem with their dogs that may want to see a heart specialist or.
Do you offer 24-hour emergency service if
no.
necessary? Nothing like that, not like a hospital or emergency type of situation. Okay. So as far as if someone were to come up to, is it only by appointment or can they, I mean, what are your hours of operation as far as that goes? So if somebody were to call for an appointment, it would be from the hours of 8 to 5, something like that?
You're talking about the vet clinic?
Yes.
Pretty much, I think their first clients come in at 9, and the last ones are at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But the drop-off and pick-up for the dogs that are being kenneled, you need to cover that
kennel
time frame, too.
Kennel closes at 5, so the drop-off hours for the kennel are in the early afternoon, 1 to 3. Pick-up for the kennel is between 10 and 12 in the morning.
Okay, so that time frame would cover all operations.
And,
7 days a week.
And as far as capacity?
The what?
Capacity for the dogs? How many can you house? How many can you hold as far as the...
There's 18 runs.
Okay. But that's where you're looking to stay with that? You weren't looking to expand on that or anything? That's plenty?
No, I'm not. I don't... Yeah. I, yeah. I don't own the businesses.
Okay. So, all right, well, then that's something, I'm sorry if I didn't quite understand that. So you don't have anything to do with the businesses themselves. You own the property.
Well, the owner of the businesses sleeps next to me, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Significant other, fiance, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
I get it. We all answer to somebody. I understand what you're saying. Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No, because I know some of the answers. That's all I
could. Mr. Pastor.
No additional questions at this time.
The veterinary service, that's not going to change at all as far as major surgeries or anything like that. So is it staying the same as it has been?
Yes.
You know of?
Very busy.
Okay.
Okay, for the record, I'm going to ask the question like I did last time, the conditional use. Can you explain something? Can you explain a little bit about other businesses that are in the immediate area to
I'm
show
sorry,
that there's
explain what?
Other businesses that you have other businesses in the immediate area, that this wouldn't be just one random business in the middle of a farm field?
If I,
yeah, sure.
Okay. You guys own this 70 some acres here.
Right.
You guys own this 70 some acres over here. There's a
Williamsville
they
Shopping
call
Center.
It a,
Williamsville Shopping Industrial.
Industrial Park,
yeah.
Thank you. And from what I think I know, that this will probably be, as there's plenty of houses being built down there, and I think this is going to be houses here pretty soon, too.
And then we have
commercial.
Yeah, Brazier's Commercial.
Brazier's on the
commercial.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right low.
And then there's a liquor store down the way, and there's several restaurants and stuff. Okay.
Yes.
We're just trying to establish that there are other... We're just trying to establish there are other conditional use businesses there. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Anybody else? Any questions? Okay.
The only thing I would say is that probably like the last one, we're going to defer this one, I would imagine. One thing I'd like to do is go back and look at the prior Board of Adjustment decision and the prior conditional use just to make sure that whatever conditions you all decide are not any more restrictive than what they've been operating under
you know,
right now. So
fair enough.
Yep, that's all.
Okay. Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2561, Frank Miranda? Okay, yes, ma'am, come up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Mr. Miranda, yeah, if you want to take a seat, so... Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joyce Keidel. I am a resident of Frankfurt, and I just want to state in this is a this business is actually much needed in our area. I actually personally use their facilities. I wasn't here to speak on his behalf, but I would like to support their continued use because people who are pet owners in the area have a very hard time finding veterinary clinics because they all have waiting lists. There's a lot who are not taking new customers, and there are very few kennels in the area for us to take our animals to. They do a wonderful job. So I would just like to
thank you.
Support them while I'm here.
I agree 100%. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, do we have any further questions from staff? Commissioners, okay. Mr. Pettyjohn, what's your flavor?
Madam Chair, I say that we defer for a later date. I'm sorry, I'm losing my
spot here. Defer action?
For conditional use 2561, Frank Miranda.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2561, Frank Miranda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion carries.